Hello, my name is Ben Campy, and I am a final year history student at Leeds Beckett University. At this time of year, my fellow students and I are busy finishing up on the modules of this semester and getting our teeth into the bulk of our undergraduate dissertations. But what some of us have offered to do is provide a short piece of work from our research for International Women's Day 2021. In this, we either talk about the experience of women in general for our topic or a particular person. And for this podcast, I will take up the latter approach by exploring the involvement that a certain woman had to my thesis. This woman's name is Agustina Raimunda Maria Zaragoza y Domenech, or better known to history as Agustina de Aragon. She is a Spanish woman who became a large part of the folklore involved in Spain's War of Liberation against the French Empire of Napoleon Bonaparte. I would explain her role in the Siege of Zaragoza, whether truth or myth, and how she as a person would help to champion the cause of freedom fighters, as well as to begin the process of having women play a more fundamental role in the defence of their country during wartime. First of all, I will need to explain what my dissertation is about, as well as describing the context in which this woman lived. The notion that I am attempting to prove through analysis is how warfare as we know it today in terms of its structure and its tactics owes a large part of that growth to the conflict fought in the Iberian Peninsula, in the countries of Spain and Portugal, between 1808 and 1814 during the Napoleonic Wars. Specifically using art as the primary sources, I divide my dissertation into two parts, one which follows orthodox warfare between armies and another which follows the work of the irregular fighters known as the guerrilla or the guerrillas. Now, French involvement in Spain is long and complicated, but for this story to make sense, it is important to understand that Napoleon needed to keep Spain on his side, and so not only occupied it with his armies, but he also put his younger brother Joseph on the Spanish throne. The people would rise up in May of 1808, and this would lead to the beginning of what is known as the Peninsular War. Situated in the north of Spain along the Ebro River, Zaragoza is a city vital for the French in order to keep their communications with France open. And so, in mid-June of that same year, a French army marched on the city and surrounded it. Their troops immediately smashed through the Portillo, one of the city's gateways, and forced the Spanish to retreat in chaos. It is at this moment that we are introduced to our protagonist. Agustina was a young woman of 22 at the time, and was always seen as quite a rowdy character by her family. She would hang around the army barracks at 13 years of age, and was quite an independent thinker, an annoying trait for a woman to have at the time. What we know about her life suggests that she was born in 1786 in Tarragona, south of Barcelona, before she would eventually move to Madrid with her family, and then marry for love at age 16 to an artillery gunner. Her firstborn child died young, and all we know about this boy is the name on his gravestone. After the outbreak of war, she left her husband with his regiment in the capital and went to live with her sister at Zaragoza. It is here that we pick up where we left off, with the Spanish troops fleeing the defence of the walls in the city, where Agustina arrived with a basket of apples to feed the gunners and found their crews either dead at their posts or falling back with the French bayonets at their heels. And in this situation of crisis, Agustina ran forward, loaded the cannon and fired it, which at the close range that it was, caused devastating losses for the French. This inspiring sight of a lone woman bravely manning the cannons caused the Spanish soldiers to lift their hearts and return back to the walls, ultimately forcing back the attackers before sunset fell. The French would give up the siege weeks later, but in the end they would return for a second siege that would result in a victory for them. Yet this act of heroism on the part of Agustina would live on. For example, the famous artist Francisco de Goya immortalised her in his Disasters of War series, with her manning that single piece of artillery with dead soldiers around her. We are still not sure whether or not the situation is entirely factual, but even if it isn't, the effect on Spain was profound, and Agustina de Aragon became an icon for the defence of the country for the remainder of the war. Although few women would ever be in the same position that she was with actually fighting, it nonetheless encouraged many to take a much more active role in resisting French rule, through supplying the Spanish armies and the guerrillas with arms, food, clothes, and information. This would also begin an age where the use of a woman to personify patriotism became common. For example, in the French use of liberty leading the people in their 1830 revolution, and even here in the UK with the creation of Britannia as a symbol for our country. Such ideals are born at the beginning of the 19th century during the struggles of war and revolution. And with stories like Agostino de Aragon, it makes us think a lot more about the involvement of women in key moments of history.